Our guest analyst this afternoon is Northern Crops Marketing and Investments, Brad Paulsen. Brad, let's reflect a little bit on the grains today.
Well, the wheat market, especially the winter wheats, have been hit pretty hard the whole month of February. We've dropped over 70 cents in some of the contracts. We did see a sell-off early last night, a pretty good bounce overnight into early this morning. But then the U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer gave testimony today, and that kind of threw cold water on the, on the rally we had. So we ended up closing with small losses, even in Minneapolis today, down 1-2 there. So a little disappointing. We got first notice day tomorrow, looking for big deliveries just about across the board and everything. So maybe the market's trying to put in a winter bottom here as we get to the end of February here.
What about the livestock markets?
Livestock, cattle, same old story, pretty strong finished cattle market. We still got those April trading around 129, 130. Feeder cattle continue to trade in a narrow range, and the hogs continue to struggle. The weather, as we all hope, will get better here someday, and that should allow these cattle to start gaining weight faster again. But maybe it will offer better grilling demand, which, as we look out the window here, looks like it's going to be at least another month or so away. But the cattle market's pretty quiet. Energy market today, fairly strong there. We did see a pretty good draw on crude oil, 8.6 million barrels. The products, 1.9 draw on gasoline, 300,000 at distillates. And last week, the U.S. was a net exporter of crude oil and products. So that was only the second time we've did that for a while. Only other thing to think about maybe is if we can get maybe some kind of a food for peace deal with North Korea over there, which sure maybe turn these markets around too, if such a thing would happen.
Once again, we've been visiting with Northern Crops Marketing and Investments, Brad Paulsen.